Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's Ken Shepherd. The name of the show is Making Money in Real Estate When You Have No Money, which we think is an extremely important topic of the day. And we've been having some really exciting guests on in the last little while. And we hope you're enjoying everything. We're trying to do it for the education of all of you. And we really are pleased and honored to be able to assist in anything we can to help you. The call-in number today is 347-989-1329. And I'll just read a disclaimer and then we'll talk about a couple of things and I'll get into the body of the show. Okay, so here we go. Hold on 1 second while I get up the disclaimer, please. Okay, this show is intended for the listeners only. All investment information contained in the show has been secured from sources Creative Flips and Ken Shepherd believes are reliable, but we make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy of the information. The views, opinions, conclusions, and other information expressed in the show are not the responsibility of Creative Flips Inc. in any manner. Creative Flips Inc. and Ken Shepherd accepts no liability for the content of the show nor for the consequences of any actions taken on the basis of the information provided in the show. Creative Flips Inc. and Ken Shepherd recommends that you consult with a financial advisor, attorney, accountant, and any other professional that can help you understand and assess risks associated with any investment opportunity. Okay, so again, the call-in number for the show today is 347-989-1329. I've been in the business about 30 years. We closed $26 million in deals recently. There's no charge for anything in these archives. You can learn forever for free. Tell everybody you know in the world, please listen and learn from us. Strengths versus weaknesses. Always use your strengths to cover your weaknesses. If you have something you think can help people where they can get their deals done and you can make money, you can use your strengths to help them with your, so that you can take that money and then cover your weaknesses, which may be bringing in capital for yourself so you can build your business. We just recently have about $500 million in deal flow. We have about $500 million in soft proof of funds we've done recently. Our website is www.creativeflips.webs.com. Our 24-hour voicemail is 310-358-7087. And our email is fci@packbell.net. Our Facebook is Facebook/Ken Shepherd or Facebook/Creative Flips Inc. Meet over 140,000 investors at no charge at kenreradio.com, kenreradio.com. We find that's a really good resource to meet a lot of people in the real estate space. Over 140,000 investors in that space. We're in that environment. It's been really a great place to network, meet people, and get deals done. There's buyers, sellers. There's all kinds of properties. There are investors all over the country. Wonderful, wonderful thing. We had Ross Hamilton on the other day as a guest, who's the CEO of the site, biggest investor site in the country, if not the world. We have a mastermind class every Tuesday and Thursday, 9 in California time, for an hour, $20 a person to come in. You have to talk to me in advance to make sure we feel that you're good for the class and the class is good for you. If you're interested in that, go to kenshepherd51@yahoo.com. That's an email address. Send us an email. Just put mastermind in the subject line, and we'll send you the instructions to join the mastermind. Okay, so that's pretty much, I think, all of that stuff. So we're going to talk today about branding and what that means, why it's important, and how you can use it in your business. Branding is just another word for advertising. Okay, and advertising is basically just getting your name out, having people know who you are, and giving people a good impression about you. However you may do that, there's a bunch of different ways to do it, much more than there ever used to be before. You can use Twitter. You can use all kinds of social media. You can use Facebook. You can use, you could set up a website. There's lots of free ways to set up websites online. Just put in free website online, and also at kenreradio.com, I believe you can get free websites there as well. I'm not sure about that, but I think so. And so let's see, what else can I tell you about advertising? It's so important to build your brand on credibility. credibility comes from people knowing that you can do what you say you can do and feeling comfortable that you are what you say you are. If they feel that you have what you say, if they feel that you can do what you say, you will have a lot of people coming to you and wanting to do business with you. If people trust you, we talk over and over about trust. We talk over and over about being somebody would want to do business with, being honest, somebody would want to have dinner with. And I'll tell you some of the things that I think happen when people do trust you when you have branding. Certainly, they give you referrals. They call you and tell you about when they see something that they think that you might be able to help with. They may call you with a question they have about a deal they're doing where you might be able to help them. But you could build your brand a lot of different ways. You can go to blog sites and write on blogs. It's important to continue to be visible online so that your name shows up as much as possible. So when Google and other groups crawl all over the internet looking for different stuff to put on search engines, you'll be one of those people that'll end up being well respected and known on the internet. You can go to LinkedIn. You can join all kinds of different social groups. It's all free online, and you can blog in different places. You can go to different websites and make comments. You can do a lot of different things to get your name out there. Now, obviously, when you're new at this, you really may not have that much to say, but the people around you, like us and any number of other people that can support you as you build your network and build your business, and we talked a lot yesterday with Jeremy Roll about networking and what that means, is you can get out there and just get to the point where people know, hey, if they need something, call you, da-da-da-da-da. You can put an ad in Craigslist. You can go up to Paper Source Online and put ads up there. You can do all kinds of things, but you have to get your name out there. You can hire somebody to do it if you want. You can ask somebody to do it that maybe you know in public relations that will do it for you at no charge or a minimal charge if you have some money to spend. If you don't have the money to spend, maybe you ask them to do it on a commission basis. Most of the times they won't, but you can try. There's nothing against trying. I always say you'll never know unless you try. Always try to do the best you can, come up with as many options as you can and as many suggestions as possible, and make yourself visible. And I'll tell you a quick story. I was in a meeting this morning. There were about 75 people in the breakfast meeting. And we all had 15 seconds to stand up, tell the name of our company, what we did, and who we were. I stood up, told the name of my company. I said we're involved in financing and doing all kinds of stuff in the industry of business and real estate, that we're part of a fund that can buy deals and do deals, and we write checks. And I had a number of people come up to me after this was all over and say, you can write checks? And I said, yeah. They said, we have a deal for you. So when you say you can write checks, and that doesn't necessarily mean that it's your money, but you have the ability to write a check with other people backing you on your check or their check that's part of your deal because you're a principal in the deal, you will get a lot of respect from people in your peer group. It's also important to go to meetings, networking meetings, meetups, speak whenever you can in front of the largest group possible to get your name out into the marketplace. Now, obviously, if you're just starting out, you may be able to speak a little bit at a meetup. Let's say you go to a local meetup and they ask who's in the room for the first time. You raise your hand. You talk a little bit about what you're doing. Always when you start out in business, get business cards. You can get business cards on the internet, I think, also for free, except for postage. We talked about that before. Create stationery. You can create stationery on your computer for free. And if you don't have a computer, find somebody who does, or, you know, go to a library and create a piece of stationery on their computer if they have that program. Or, you know, just find a way to create stationery for yourself. Now, if you don't have stationery or if you can't create it and you can't get it because it's not free, then what you can do is ask somebody if you can use their computer to do it. Lots of people have the program on their computer to create stationery. It's very, very simple. And if you can't do that, or you don't know anybody that has the ability to do that, which most people do, and I'm sure if you look around, you'll find somebody that you know that has a computer where you can create stationery, If you can't do that, then at least you have business cards. And on your business cards, you want to make sure you have your name, the name of your company, if you have one. I would suggest if you can incorporate, just looks better, or have a limited liability corporation, or have a partnership, or a private business, or, you know, whatever. I would not just have your name on the card. I'd have the name of a business. Like, my business is Creative Flips Incorporated. And I put my name and my name of my business on my card, my address, my phone number, my email, my fax, and my, you know, my cell, and all the basic contact information that you want on a card. You also may put on a card something like, you know, some kind of a slogan like, call me for your deals, or, you know, some kind of a zinger line, you know, like when we came up with the title of this show, Making Money in Real Estate When You Have No Money. You want to be able to tell people quickly what you're all about, and that's what's important with branding. Do it quick. I talked with Dana Lee, who's our coordinator. Big shout out to Dana for all the work she does every day. She's our show coordinator, and she also coordinates KenRERadio.com. And all the folks that we work with, if you get involved with us or call us, you'll hear from her or hear from me. When you're dealing with your name and your branding, it's always very important that you also have what's called an elevator pitch. What's an elevator pitch? An elevator pitch is something that you can say to somebody when you're in the elevator and you meet them and you say, hi, how are you? And they say, hi, how are you? And you say, they say, what do you do? And you have to be able to tell them while the elevator is rising to the next floor what you do. And that means being able to succinctly tell them what you do. So my elevator pitch is, hi, my name is Ken Shepherd. I have a company called Creative Flips. We do financing in real estate, creative financings, anything you could think of. Size is not an important issue. We do loans, purchases, partnerships, equity participations, and credit enhancements. We're happy to help you on any deal of any size, and we have referrals on deals we've closed. We closed $26 million in deal flow recently and put up a soft proof of funds for up to $500 million. If you'd like to get in touch with us, here's our card. Thank you very much, Ken Shepherd, Creative Flips, Inc. Always say your name at the end if you're doing a little presentation in a meeting, and the beginning, and the name of your company. And branding is, in advertising, it's all about name recognition. That's what it's all about, getting out the name and making sure that name is given in a very positive manner. That's what it's all about. You've got to be positive. You've got to give out a positive image, and you've got to make people, not make people, but have people want to do business with you. Have people want to come up to you at the meeting and hand you their card. Not just have you hand them your card, because you may want to do that too. If you meet somebody you like and you want to hand them your card, that's great. Or if you're handing out cards and everybody's getting everybody's card, always have a card. Always. Everywhere you go, make sure you have business cards in your pocket. Everywhere. Because you never know who you're going to need one for. And believe me, they pay off, because sometimes somebody takes your card, and that person will take your card and hand it to the next person, the next person, the next person. Before you know, you get a call from somebody. And there's a thing called 6 degrees of separation, which means that I know the next person who knows 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 the next person, and eventually I get to the person that I can close with. So branding is about all kinds of ways that you can get your name on. I know people that put, I buy real estate on their cars. I wouldn't do it personally, but I know people that do. I know people that put it on their, they put it all over the place. I know one guy that put, I buy real estate in front of his house. He put a banner that was across the entire front of his house, I buy real estate. So anybody that drove by sees he buys real estate. Now, I think it's important to be where lots of traffic is. That's why billboards are so important to big companies. But on the internet, you can have all kinds of traffic for free. You can buy, if you have money, you can buy banners, you can buy advertising, you can do click-throughs, and that's all Google stuff. And I'm not really that good with a lot of that stuff, but I'm sure you can find people that are technically good. I know people that are, but I'm not, and it's not my specialty. My specialty is putting deals together, raising money, and closing deals. So we call it business development. It's really a big part of it. And you can start by doing business development. You can do it for yourself. You can do it for others. I have people that call me all the time and say, can you do business development for me? Well, what do you want me to do? Well, I want you to just try and find me deals so that I can have more business in my company. Okay, that's fine. And then if I find something that I think fits their criteria, I give it to them. And I made a lot of money just people sending people deals, and they fund the deals, and or they get them funded, and I get paid, and it works out really well for everybody. So just remember, when you're involved with advertising, you're involved with your name. You're involved with giving out information that has to do with who you are, what you're doing, and what you're trying to do. Don't stumble. If you stumble when you do your elevator pitch, practice it in front of a mirror. Practice it as you're sitting down watching television. Practice it as you're reading the newspaper, or practice it just sitting in your office or your house, or as you're driving in your car or whatever. You want to get your elevator pitch to the point where it just comes out of your mouth. You don't even have to think about it. Very, very important. Always have your resume. Even if your resume has nothing about real estate, people want to know who you are and who they're getting in business with. If you've been, I had a guy who I got in a deal with. He had never, ever done real estate before, but he was a teacher. That's fine. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. What's important to me is he had a fire in his belly to learn, and he had a fire in his belly to make money. And he has done a lot of deals. And he is very smart, and he learns. And then he applies what he learns, and he goes out and he gets things done. So advertising is about branding. It's not about taking action. Of course, taking action is important, and you have to do that. But it's also about, you've got to create that business development. You've got to create that deal flow. It's called deal flow. You've got to get people feeding you information, feeding you deals, wanting you to help them with their situations. And you can advertise in all kinds of places. Like I said, Craigslist, on the internet, go to real estate clubs. Put up a sign. I put up signs, little cards up on boards of, like, when I get my car fixed, I put my card up on the guy's board. I've gotten calls from people that go in to get their car fixed at the same place, and because they find out what we do. We're investors and financiers. That's what we do. We package money for people. We create, and then in a fancy word, we create what's called liquidity events. Liquidity events and strategic partnerships. That's a key phrase. Liquidity events and strategic partnerships. Because what you're doing is you're creating strategic alliances with people that become partners or become associates, and you're creating liquidity events because you're in the financial world, you're making things liquid, which means there's cash involved. Okay? Liquidity is cash. If you read a balance sheet and you ask how much liquidity do you have, that means how much cash do you have right now? How much are you liquid? Okay? Not what you have in stocks and bonds and stuff like that that you may have to hold on to for a long time, but what can you have? What do you have in cash or equal to cash that's liquid that you could use right now? That's right now available to you. Credit lines, cash, liquidity. Okay? Now you say to yourself, well, I'm only new in this and I don't have those kind of investors like you do. I had a guy say that to me yesterday. He runs a networking club. He has 250 members. He says, I don't have the investors you do. How do I get to that point? I said to him, you just did. You just met us. We're at that point. So anyway, back to branding. So branding is also about reputation. I can't speak highly enough about reputation. And if anybody ever says anything to you against your reputation, always make sure you provide a rebuttal. Always. Wherever it comes up, as best as you possibly can. But hopefully people won't say anything bad about you. Nobody's going to love everybody. Nobody's going to want to do business with everybody. You know, there's just people that just are difficult to do business with or don't fit your personality. But sometimes you have to do business with people that have rough personalities, and you just have to learn how to do that. And that's about negotiation, and we talked about negotiation. But branding is all about getting your name out. Branding is about creating that brand. Like Coca-Cola has a brand. Everybody knows what Coca-Cola is. But even though everybody knows who they are, do you think they stop advertising? No, quite the opposite. They're advertising everywhere all the time where they think their message is going to get out and they're going to be able to have an audience that's going to be aware of them. When they come out with a new product, do you think they just say, we have a new product, and go yahoo and have a meeting in-house? Absolutely not. They put a marketing campaign together, marketing and advertising and branding, so they can let people know that that product is available to the general public. Lots of times they give out samples. You see some people giving out samples. One of the reasons we do this show and we do it for free, is this is our way of advertising. We advertise ourselves to the world through the internet and let everybody know to listen to our show, to learn about what they do and what to do and what hopefully not to do in real estate, and how to find things that you need to find, how to get resources you need to get, and how to get to the closing table, and how to do it properly. I have seen so many people do so many different things that just have not helped them get to the closing table. They do things against their own benefit. So when you're branding yourself, it's all about how people, what impression do you leave? You can only make a first impression one time. That's it. So you say, hi, how are you, blah, blah, blah. You make that impression right there on the spot. Then they want to introduce you to such and such. Then they want to introduce you to such and such and such and such and this one and that one. But they won't do that unless they're confident in you because it's their reputation. Everybody only has one reputation. Now, if it gets tarnished, can you repair it? Sometimes. Sometimes not. So you have to be very, very aware of your reputation and how people envision you, how people think about you. When they think of your name, what do they think of? Do they think of honesty? Do they think of fairness? Do they think of somebody that really takes care of them in deals? Do they think of somebody that they want to do business with, or is it somebody that they say, oh my goodness, that person either doesn't know what they're doing or is not truthful, or, you know, we closed the deal and I didn't get paid, or, you know, whatever. So you want to make sure you're careful, you want to make sure you're creative, and you want to make sure you're honest. And the other thing I would always do is I would always have a bank account. Even if you have $10 in your bank account, lots of people say, where do you bank? They want to know, where do you bank? I bank at Wells Fargo. That's where I bank. You say, I bank at such and such. Whoa, great. So that way, if you ever send them a check, they know what bank the check may come from. If you say, I don't have a bank account, why don't you have a bank account? You're in business. You should have a bank account. I don't have business cards. Why don't you have business cards? You're in business. You should have business cards. This is a business. Real estate is a business, okay? Please don't think otherwise, okay? And every time you put an email out, I always put my name, my address, my phone number, my email, my fax number, my website, anything and everything I can do to help people know who I am. I'm on LinkedIn. You can find me real easily. I just put my name in the internet, kabam, it comes up all over the place. You can find my LinkedIn page. You can find my Facebook page. We want to be found. Okay? We're very transparent. We want to be known. And if you do the same thing, you'll be known. A few years ago, I had no idea how to do any of the stuff on the internet, but I just kept writing. I write articles sometimes. It's all free. I just write an article, or I'll go to something and I'll just answer a question. And that question will show up. If my name keeps coming up, it'll move me higher and higher up on the search engines. So that's how you... Search engine optimization is very, very important also in advertising. You want people to be able to put your name in the computer and find you fast. Fast. Because if they can find you fast, that means a lot of people are looking at your name. And if a lot of people are looking at your name, that means you have a brand. So it doesn't cost anything to do any of this stuff. That's why we call it making money in real estate when you have no money. Branding yourself is all about letting people know who you are. I think I'll probably have somebody on. I'm going to bring on a marketing person soon and have them talk about how you brand yourself. A gal who's a specialist in PR, she used to be, the girl I'm thinking about used to be a news anchor in Miami, and she just brands people all the time. That's what her specialty is. She's a friend of mine. I'm going to give her a call. So anyway, the point is, that's what we do. We help people create a brand. We help people get their message out. We get our message out, okay? And like I said, we do this show for that exact reason. We return phone calls, so we're known for taking action. If somebody sends me an email or somebody sends me a message or calls me or something, I try and get back to them right away. Why? Because I want them to know that I'm concerned about what they called me about. I don't want to ignore them. I can't get to everybody as fast as I'd like to, but I keep trying. And if you're not getting a call back from me right away, call me again. Call me on my voicemail. Send me an email saying, hey, I haven't heard from you. Could you please give me a call? Now, if you do that 10 times in 2 days, I'm going to go, who is this person? But, you know, if I haven't called you back in a couple of days, you can let me know again. It's okay if it's important. You know, but the thing is, make sure that you have what you say you have when you call me. I had a guy send me some stuff recently. He said he wanted me to help him with a deal. It was a great deal, but he didn't have it contracted, and he didn't have it tied up. And until he did, there was nothing I could do. And then once he did, we tried to help him, but then the deal went to somebody else because he ended up losing his time to work on the deal, and we were ready to go, but, you know, he wasn't able to move as fast as he needed to. But he didn't get me a contract until 2 days before, or a day before, I think, he was going to lose his position in the deal, or maybe 2 days before, something like that. So we worked very quickly to get things done and help people get things done. So branding and advertising and getting your name out and doing all that stuff is really important. Like at my answering service, it says, thanks for calling Creative Flips. When you go to my email, you can find me. When you go to my website, you can find me. It's just, you just want to be findable, and you want to be visible, and you want people to know what you do. It's like when Ross Hamilton was talking the other day, he started in his local community because there wasn't the internet, and it was just about getting known locally. If you want to just get known locally, then get known locally. Advertise, speak in front of groups, go to CPA meetings and ask them if you can speak in front of their group about what you do in property. Now, they probably won't let you speak unless you've done it for a while, but if you get to go enough, they'll get comfortable with you. I've been going to some meetings for 2 years, every month, once a month, and now, just now, people are starting to trust me and start feeding me leads and give me deals because they want to know you and they want to feel comfortable with you and they want to know that you're in a position to help them get their deal done. People, to a lot of extent, want to get their deal done. They don't really have as much concern about what happens with you in the deal. They just want to get the deal done for them. Okay, not necessarily the best attitude to have the way some people are. So you have to just continually get your name out, be open and honest, advertise where you can, put your name out, send out cards, have cards all the time. Send out reminders through the internet to people that you want to stay in touch with, and just keep building your name. Advertising and branding. Advertising your name and branding your brand. What I mean, again, is using all the tools that you have available to you to let people know who you are. That's all. It's pretty simple. Then when they know who you are and they see something they think that you can help with, they may call you. They may ask you for references, and if you don't have references, we have references. And if they want more references than I have other people that have much bigger references than me. That have closed hundreds of millions of dollars worth of business. We closed $26 million. I know guys that have closed $250 million. I know guys that have closed $500 million and $700 million and billion-dollar deals. People like Goldman Sachs, stuff like that we know. But we only got to know them because we network. We go out to meetings. We invite people to things, too. I think you have to give it away to get it. I think if you give it, you'll get it. And that's part of branding, too. People want to know that you're a giver. Whether it's you give through your church or whatever you do, you want to give back. I give back my time this way because I want to help people. I want to create business. And I want to help people make deals and have commerce. So I have 90 seconds left. I hope you guys have had a good week with us. We've had some fantastic guests this week. I have a couple of guys coming on in the near future with a big, big real estate firm called Newmark. What are they called? I just got their card this morning. Newmark, Grubb, Knight, Frank. What happened was Grubb and Ellis merged with Newmark and I think a couple other companies, and it was all put together by a big, big company in New York called Cantor Fitzgerald. And they have now a worldwide real estate platform on everything you can think of in commercial real estate. And they're going to come on and be guests. I'm going to bring on a guest, hopefully, who's an asset manager at a bank. I am going to find an asset manager at a bank. I'm going to find special servicers, people that service for banks, people like that. Those are the kind of guests we're going to have. So we look forward to working with you, being with you, having you in our family, talking to you, and seeing you succeed. Anything we can do to help you on that path, we want to do it. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. We've enjoyed being with you this week. We look forward to being with you next week. Our guest next Monday is Joel Block. He's a specialist in syndications. He speaks all over the country on syndications. You'll love him. He's just great. Wonderful, wonderful speaker. So we have 10 seconds left. I'll say thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself and be good to each other and their families. Okay, bye.